I already know. It's not distance per se, but delta V that counts. I studied astrogation, you know. So you understand, Holly said. From where we are, we could send ships out to the Kuiper Belt and pick up really big chunks of ice and nudge them into orbits that'll bring them here. Or to the Earth-Moon system, or the asteroid belt, wherever. They'll be going downhill, gravitationally, once we push them a little.
Despite himself, Tavallera grinned at her excitement. You could get your sister to run the operation.
Right! Ponch would love it!
He took a forkful of his own burger and munched on it thoughtfully for a few moments while Holly said,
I knew you'd understand, Raoul. We could get water without mining the rings. We could get rich without running into a ban from the IAA.
You know, Tavallera said grudgingly, you wouldn't even have to go out to the Kuiper Belt.
What do you mean?
Comets come our way all the time. They get perturbed out of their TNO orbits and fall into the inner solar system.
Only one or two each year, she said.
More like 10 or 12.
But they're big, Holly. Kilometers across. A year's worth of water in each one of them. More. We could capture comets.
Tavallera nodded. You could become the water supplier for Selene and everybody else without touching the rings.
Utterly cosmic. Wait till I spring this on Eberle.
Holly was bouncing on her chair so hard people at other tables turned to stare at her.
I can't wait for the next debate.
Tavallera realized he had just slit his own throat. 28 May 2096. Free fall. The shaking slowed and then stopped altogether. Gaeta opened his eyes. The bath of fiery gases that surrounded the aeroshell had dimmed considerably. He felt weight, felt the shell swaying to and fro as it dropped like a falling leaf through the thick, murky cloud layer of Titan's atmosphere. No stars to be seen. He thought about activating the infrared viewing system, but that would mean letting go of the hand cleats to press buttons on the keypad built into the wrist of his suit. He had no intention of releasing his grip on the cleats. Not yet, he told himself. Ride this sucker down as far as she'll go. You'll have plenty of time for heroics later on. Past plasma sheath blackout, he heard Fritz's voice saying, sounding slightly annoyed. Can you hear me?
I hear you,
Gaeta replied, knowing that his transmission was being relayed off one of the many satellites Urbane had placed in orbit around Titan, then back to the habitat in Saturn orbit. It took damn near 12 seconds for signals to make the round trip.
You are through the blackout, Fritz said needlessly.
Gaeta thought he sounded just the slightest bit relieved.
Yeah, I'm floating down through the lower layers of the atmosphere now. The sky's clouded over completely, but there's enough light down here to see okay.
Then he waited 12 seconds for Fritz's response to reach him.
Once the aeroshell destructs, you can activate your infrared receptors.
Yeah, right. Glancing at the timeline display splashed on the left side of his helmet visor, Gaeta saw that the shell was set to break up in another 3.5 minutes, 210 seconds. Time enough for housekeeping chores.
Check all your internal systems, Fritz commanded.
Copy systems check. Gingerly, Gaeta snapped the grippers at the end of his right arm onto the X-frame's cleat and wriggled his arm out of the suit's sleeve. Then he tapped on the keyboard inside the suit's chest, going through its life support systems first. The displays flashed on his visor. Air supply, pumps, heaters, water circulation, all in the green. He went on to check the suit's servo motors, the structural integrity of its outer shell, then the sensor systems, all within nominal limits. Fritz sounded almost pleased.
Our displays show the suit systems in the green.
All green, Gaeta agreed. Again, the delay imposed by distance. Then,
aeroshell self-destruct in 43 seconds.
43, copy, Gaeta said, keeping his voice flat, calm. There'll be plenty of time for screaming when this bathtub breaks apart, he said to himself.
Cardenas sat alone in her nanolab, perched on a stool beside the workbench. Tavallero was nowhere in sight. The lab was empty and silent. Her mind was churning. Those things in Saturn's rings, can't be nanomachines, she repeated to herself for the 100th time. They can't be. That would mean they were built by intelligent engineers or scientists. We're the only intelligent species in the solar system, and we didn't put them in the rings. Then who did? The aliens who built that artifact in the asteroid belt? She asked herself. But that's just an unsubstantiated rumor. There hasn't been a peep in the news about that for years. With a shake of her head, she looked up at the digital clock on the wall, then commanded her computer, "Display Titan mission timeline, please." The smart wall immediately showed a chart with a small red dot pulsating along its horizontal axis. Manny's in Titan's atmosphere now, she saw. He'll be ditching his heat shield in half a minute. Call... She hesitated. I shouldn't bother Fritz and his team, she told herself. If anything goes wrong, if there's any trouble, he'll call me. Sooner or enough. I could just call and ask if everything's going all right, she thought. Fritz would be annoyed, but what do I care? You mustn't interrupt him in the middle of the mission, her conscience warned her. Don't distract him. He's Manny's lifeline. Don't do anything to endanger that link. I could go to the mission control room, she said silently. I could just stand there by the door and be as quiet as a mouse. Quieter. I wouldn't disturb Fritz or any of his people. They wouldn't even know I was there. And what good would that do? Her conscience demanded. You can't help Manny. If anything went wrong, there's not a damned thing you could do about it. I could be there. I could see what's happening. I wouldn't have to sit here waiting, not knowing. It wouldn't do any good. You'd just be in their way. Cardenas knew it was true. Still, Manny's carrying the package of nanos. If there's any problem with them, I could be right there at the control center to tell them how to handle it. Her conscience replied, a rationalization at best. A pretty lame excuse, actually. But she got off the stool and started for the airlock door of the nano lab, thinking, a lame excuse is better than none. At the door, she hesitated. That's it, she thought. That's the way to tell if they're machines or not. Phone, she called out. Get Dr. Negroponte. The mission timeline chart disappeared from the wall screen, replaced by Negroponte's face. The biologist looked surprised. Chris, I was about to call you. I just hit on a way to tell if your bugs are nanomachines or not. Yes? Watch them reproduce, said Cardenas. If they're biological, they'll fission or mate, right? If they're nanos, they'll construct new copies of themselves out of the atoms in the ice. Negroponte nodded solemnly. You'd better come over here again, Chris. You'll want to see this firsthand.
As Tavallero walked Holly down the street from the cafeteria back to her apartment, she was still chattering with enthusiasm. I'm going to talk to Stavanger and see what he thinks about capturing comets. He's a blistering smart corker, maybe the smartest guy in the whole twirling solar system. Hey, Tavallero protested. It was my idea, remember?
Yes, Raul, I know. You're smart, too. I love you for your brain as well as your body.
He felt his cheeks go warm.
I've got to call my sister, too. Poncho'll go crazy over this. She's been looking for something to do. Well, now she can become a comet hunter.
They had reached the front steps of Holly's apartment building. I've got to get back to the nano lab, Tavallero said, reluctant to leave her.
Right, sure, Holly said absently.
She pecked him on the cheek, then went bouncing up the steps and disappeared into the apartment building. Yeah, she loves me, Tavallero thought. Like a pet dog. He walked away, morose and already lonely. Gaeta could hear wind whistling past, even inside the thickly insulated helmet of his excursion suit. Break up in 5 seconds, Fritz's voice warned. Fall, even though he expected it. The sound of the explosive cords going off made Gaeta's insides jump. The shell split apart beneath him, jerking him sideways as he hung on to the X-frame in which his booted feet and gloved hands were clamped.
He got a glimpse of the shattered pieces.